Right, today's daf is Horios Daf Yud Gimel. We are holding on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are not on Daf Yud Gimel yet. We are holding at the two dots, Yud Beis Amud Beis, five lines into the wide lines. Chutz Mehe Dvar Ma'amur B'Parsha, says the Gemara, Mina Nimili, the Tan Rabban V'Akoyin HaGadol Me'achiv, Ze Koyin Gadol. HaKoyin HaGadol Me'achiv refers to the Koyin Gadol. Asher Yutzak Al Rosho, Shem Namishcha, Ze Meshuach Mulchama. Asher Yutzak Al Rosho, Shem Namishcha refers to the Koyin Meshuach Mulchama. Umalei So referring to all the types of Kohanim Gadolim over here. Al Kulanu Omerin, about all of them it says, Rosho lo Yifrav, Gadav lo Yifrom, Val Kol Nefashos Meis lo Yavo. About all of them it says that they're not supposed to do Kriya, they're not supposed to become Tamei. Yachl you Kulan Makriv no Nim, so you might think that they also all have a din, that they could be Makriv Karbanos while in Onein. Tam Lomar, Ki Nezer Shemin Mishchas Alukav Alav. A love velo al chavero, that it's only him, it's only the one Kohen, it's not al chavero, it's not all the other Kohanim that have this dispensation, that when they are when they're in Onen, that they could be makrov kabanos. V'acher shechil ko akasuv yachlo yehimitzuv al besula. Now once the pasuk divides them and tells us that there's a difference between the different types of Kohanim gedolim, so I might think that they're not all mitzuv al besula. Tamalomar v'hu, that's why the pasuk says v'hu, it's extra to tell me that they're all mitzuv. So Kitanai says the Gemara, it's actually Machlokas Tanaim. V'hu isha b'vsula yikach. Achar shechile kakasuv riba divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, after the, like we just said, that after the Torah distinguishes between the different types of Kohanim Gadolim, it then has a riboy to tell you that they're all included in the mitzvah that they have to dafka marry a besula. Rabbi Kiva omer ein li ela sha'avar machmas kiryo machmas mumin minayin. Rabbi Kiva says, I only know that this is true about a kohen sha'avar because he became a balkari. What if he is a kohen sha'avar because he became a balmum? Tamalomar v'hu. And that's what v'hu comes to teach me. If the Kohen Meshuach got Sara'as, what's the halach about him marrying an almana? Do we assume mitchadachi or miftar patir? Right? Do we assume that he's always removed from marrying an almana, or just while he is still eligible to become to be the Kohen Gadol, that's when he's not allowed to marry an almana? If you look at Rashi, the way he explains the question, mi arminon on the top of the left column, mi arminon kuhuna gedola midchadachi lahay me'almana, odilma kuhuna gedola miftar patulei lahay me'almana, v'chinet stara deleka kuhuna gedola lo patar mutar bi'almana. The way Rashi understands this, patar is the temporary one. Midchadachi means forever. So lava biyad, they say, didn't have an answer. Zimna aviyasir apapa, becoming by Leir apapa, sometimes was asking this question. Amalei huna breid Rav Nachman Rav Papa, tanina, ein li ela sha'avar machmas kiryo, avar machmas mumin minayin. So he said, we already learned that it says, I only know about the Kohen Sha'avar Machmas Kiryo. How do I know about another the Kohen Sha'avar Machmas Mumin, that he's also not allowed to marry an almana? Tamalom Ravahu. So come Nashke Bereshe V'yavle Barte. So he was so excited that you see that even if the first one is Avar Machmas Mumo, he's Asa Talmana. So obviously, when he has Tzara'as, that's a Mum. So you see that he's still Asa Balmana. Tzara'as is just a type of Mum. So he was so excited by this Shtikal Torah that he was able to bring a raya to him about the Kohen Shenetzara, that he kissed him on his head, V'yavle Barte, and he gave him his daughter to marry. So he was apparently very, very, very excited about that Shtikal Torah. He wanted more in future at family simcha. So he let him marry his daughter. He became his son-in-law. Okay, so new Mishnah. Says Mishnah, Kohen Gadol pori milamata ve'ahedyot milamala. When a Kohen Gadol tears kriya, he does it at the bottom of his garment. A hedyot does it at the top of his garment. Kohen Gadol makrav onin v'lo ochel. Kohen Gadol could be makrav carbon as an onin, he just can't eat from it. Ve'ahedyot lo makrav lo ochel. But a hedyot, when he's an onin, can't be makrav, nor can he be ochel. Amar Rav, lemata lemata mamish, lemala lemala mamish. We have machlokas amarayim over here. Rav says that when we say that the Kohen Gadol is pouring mi lemata and the hedyot mi lemala, it means in a very literal sense. That lemata means literally at the bottom of his garment, and lemala means at the top of his garment by the neck. Ushmul amar lemata lemata mekamisafa, lemala lemala mekamisafa. Shmuel says no, lemata doesn't mean literally the bottom of his garment. It means somewhere below the top edge of the garment, right? somewhere below the neckline of the garment. That's what it means. And the malav means the malav makamisaf, it means in the normal place. The zevzeb and savra both hold it should be though around the neck area. Mesve al kolam mesum kulan ratza mavil kamisaf shalo ratza inu mavil kamisaf shalo, that on, in regards to every other mace. So if a person wants, so he's he can be mavdil kamisafa or not. I love valimo mavdil, meaning by every other mace, you don't have to dafka tear right by the neck, right by the edge, but by the avimo you do. Kiven de bialma havikera karikan begad of lo yifrom. Since in general it's considered a kera, so we would say over here, so in general that would be called kriya. So over here it's included in the iser of begad of lo yifrom. But bottom line is, what do you see? That the it's included in the iser of the kohen gadol to tear the kriya is even when you're not mavdil kamesafa, when you're not tearing directly at the neckline. So how could Shmuel say that when we say that the Kohen Gadol tears lamata, it means near the neckline, it means right below the neckline? How can you say that? We see over here, that's included in the Isser of the Kohen Gadol tearing Kriya. It seems to be a Raya to Rav. Then we say Kohen Gadol tears lamata, it literally means the bottom of the baged. So Shmuel Krav Yudha Sfirlei, Da'amar Kol Kereshe, Eino Mavdil Safet Shalo, Eino Ela Kereshel Tiflus. Now Shmuel happens to like Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel holds that in regards to every mace, not just of Avi'imo, every mace you have to tear right by the neck opening, and if you don't, it's not a good kriya at all. It's a totally invalid kriya, and therefore, when it comes to the iser of a kohen gadol tearing kriya, it's also not included in the iser of the kohen gadol tearing kriya. That's why Shmuel has it. Umiyusli the Rabbi Yehuda kriya b'kohen gadol. But wait a second, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That implies that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's some point, there's some place, there's somehow that a kohen gadol tears kriya at all. Because Shmuel said that yes, a kohen gadol tears kriya. He just does it. He explains the Mishnah what lamata means. But does Rabbi Yehuda hold that? You want to tell me Shmuel is associated with Rabbi Yehuda? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold the kohen gadol tears kriya at all? Vatanya ilu nemar rosh lo yipara ubeged lo yifrom hayisi yomer barosh ubeged shel sota kasam medaber. I would have thought that it's talking about the rosh and the beged of a sota. Tam lomar es rosho lo yifara ugadav lo yifrom, that it's his head, his begadim, she'eno b'priyo prima kolik or div Rabbi Yehuda, that he can't do any sort of priyo prima whatsoever, and that's a reference to the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, eino parim kiderek shebnei adam parmin, elohu milamata v'ahedid milamata. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, he can't do a kriya the way other people do a kriya, but he does his own unique style of kriya. He tears from the bottom, other people tear from the top. But bottom line is, you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no kriya whatsoever for a Kohen Gadol. So how can you answer up Shmuel by saying, yeah, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why he holds that the kriya that the Kohen Gadol does lamata isn't lamata mamish, it's lamata from the base of tzavar. So answers the Gemara, Shmuel savar like Rabbi Yehuda b'chada, upalag alei b'chada. Shmuel doesn't hold of everything Rabbi Yehuda ever said. Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Yehuda on one issue in terms of what's defined as a kriya, legabe the isra of the kohen, and he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda on the issue of whether a kohen gadol should tear kriya at all or not. Fine, period. New Mishnah. Now we're going to get into Mishnayos that relate to Kedima. What comes before? When you have two things, which one should come, or two people, which one should come first? So says the Mishnah, Kalatad mir chavero, kodem es chavero. This is going to come up again. This is the primary sugya, is Zvachim Daf Peites, for this concept, for this klal. Anything that comes more frequently than something else, kodem es chavero, should come first. Another rule is, if something is more holy than something else, it should also come first. There's a whole sugya in Zvachim. What if you have a tadir versus a makudash? That which comes more frequently is less makudash. So then which one comes first? It's an ibayidol of shita in Zvachim Peites. But anyway, so we have these two rules. Paramashiach u para eda omdim. If you have the paramashiach and the para eda, meaning the paramashiach mulchama and the paramdavr shal tzibur, so what do? Paramashiach chodom the para eda b'chol mas. The Paramashiach comes before the Para Eda always in regards to everything that you're going to do with the Par. Rav Elchanan in his Kovitz Shiurim in Pesachim Os Reish Hay writes that the din of Hakdamas Tadir to the Eno Tadir, the idea that we do Tadir first, is a mitzvah saseh, and therefore, even if you were not makdim the Eno Tadir, but you did them both at the same time, it's a violation of mitzvah saseh. Meaning, one could have asked theoretically, this idea of Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kodem, what's the idea? Is the idea that you're not allowed to be makdim the eno tadir, or is the idea that you have to have the tadir first? Nafkamina, if you do them both at the same time. So Rav Elchanan says, doing them both at the same time, no good. The mitzvah is dafka, to put the tadir first. The Mikdash David, however, says that the din of tadir kodem l'sheino tadir is only when you want to do them one after the other. But if you're doing them at the same time, then there is no such din of tadir kodem l'sheino tadir. It's only assuming a situation where one has to come first. That's what we say tadir v'sheino tadir. So that's the machlokas achronim. When it comes to Mekudash, the Rambam writes that the dine kedima of Mekudash and of tadir are only dinim l'charchila. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tamidim Musaf in Parak Tes Halacha Gimel. These are dinim l'charchila. If a person, though, let's say, brings the wrong carbon first, so the carbon is still kosher, even if he brought the enu tadir first and the tadir second, everything is still kosher. Even if he only shechted and didn't do the zrikas adam on the wrong carbon, he should first finish all the avodos of the wrong carbon of the enu tadir and then move on to the tadir. It's definitely not posel. Now, in regards to the part of the Mishnah where we spoke about the para Mashiach coming before the para Eda, Tosa Rush writes over here that the din that the para Mashiach comes before the para Eda is a new reason of Gzeres HaKosov. It's got nothing to do with Tadir or Mekudash. We just happened to mention it because the topic of our Masechta is the Parah and Davar Shel Tzibur and the Parah Mashiach. We've been talking about that for the last almost 2 weeks. So the Be'er Sheva asked that if that's the case, the Tana should have said this din before the dinim of Tadir Mekudash, because that's shaykh to what we've been learning about, and it's not shaykh to Tadir Mekudash. Why would you interrupt with the dinim of Tadir Mekudash and then move on to this din of the Par Mashiach and the Para Eda? So the Mitzvah Eisen writes that it's the derech of the Mishnah to bring a reisha agav a seifa, that even though the seifa is the critical part, and that's the reason why it's mentioned here, we only mention the reisha agav the seifa. He says, basically says, yeah, that's what we do sometimes, even though it seems counterintuitive. So that seems to be machlok zachronim, whether that's true, that that's what we do sometimes. Chak Nassan says that the dinim of Tadir Mekudash are dinim b'kadima, but it's not dafka b'mikre prati. It's not dafka on a specific situation, but a par Mashiach, par Eda, and the dinim in the next Mishnah of Ish Li'isha, all the dinim of kadima that we're going to discuss are only in specific situations. So the Mishnah wanted to first list the very broad general rule, and then it wanted to give specifics. Then it wanted to give specific details, and that's why we have the din of the parim after we have the general rule of Kala Tadir and Kala Mekudash. Fine, says Gemara Minani Mili. How do we know that this is true, that the Tadir comes first? So Rabbi Damakra, Milvad Ola Sabokar, Sholi Ola Satamid. So Michtik, Siv Ola Sabokar, Ola Satamadamili. It says Ola Sabokar. I know what the Ola Sabokar is. The Ola Sabokar is the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. Why do you also need to say Ola Satamid? So Hachikam Rachmana, called the Tadira Kadma, that it's coming to tell me that the fact that it's Tamid is the reason that it's Baboka, that it's brought first thing in the morning. Since it's Tamid, since it's something that's constantly brought every single day, that's what grants it the Kedima, that's why it's brought first thing in the morning. Anything that's more Mekudosh, something else, also comes before something else. Minalan, how do I know that's true? The Tandabe Rav Yishmael, Vikidashto, the Kol Davar Shebekdusha. Vikidashto tells me that you should honor a Kohen with every Davar Shebekdusha, which means, Liftoach Rishon. If, let's say, you have five Joshas that need to be given, and one of them needs to be given by Kohen, Kohen should speak first. Levarich Rishon, to give the to be Mevarich Rishon, it probably means Birchas HaMazon, Rashi says, right, in Zimun, that he should do the Zimun. V'litol Maniyav HaRishon, that if it's Liftoach was Likros B'Torah, but the Poskim also say in terms of speaking and everything else, and Litol Maniyav HaRishon is to take the best piece first, that if you have a plate full of chicken and one the first one to get preference should be the Kohen. That's the mitzvah of the Kiddush that we discussed this mitzvah last night, that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah, it seems that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Tosos and the Rush seem to assume that it's only an asmachta, but either way, it's certainly a mitzvah to be mekadesh the kohen. There's Magen Avraham that says that since kohanim aren't so clearly miyuchasim nowadays, that's why people aren't always so makbid. But we are makbid to some extent. Everyone's makbid to give the kohen the first aliyah and to give the kohen to bench first. But it goes beyond that. The halacha goes beyond that. The halacha goes, the Yerushalmi adds that you're not allowed to be mishamesh b'kohen. You're not allowed to have a kohen serve you. That the person has to turn down down the service of a kohen because it's a bizayin to the kohen to serve you. Kohen is allowed to be melchel, but that's part of the din of kavod that we show to kohanim. Par kohen mashuach upar eda. So if you have the par kohen mashuach and the par eda, the Mishnah had said that the par mashiach comes before the par eda. So minani mili, how do we know that that's true? The Tan Rabban v'sarif also kasher saraf is a par rishon. You burn it like you burnt the par rishon. Matam alomar harishon shei rishon kodem lepar eda b'chol masav. Harishon means that the it will be before the par eda in regards to everything that you do with it. The par koin the par mashiach comes before the par eda. Tan Rabban par koin mashiach upar eda omdim. Like we said in our Mishnah, the Braisa says that given the two choices of the Parkoin Meshuach and the Paraeda, Parkoin Meshuach comes first. Howel now but explains more. Howel Meshuach Mechaper, Ve'eda Mischaperes. Since the Kohen Meshuach, the Parkoin Meshuach is Mechaper, and the Paraeda is Mischaper, Dinui Sheyakdim Mechaper, sorry, since Howel Meshuach Mechaper, Ve'eda Miskaperes. Since the Kohen Meshuach is the one who is Mechaper, the Kohen Gadol is Mechaper, and who is he Mechaper for? All the people. So Dinu Sheyaktim HaMechaper LeMischaper. It makes sense that the Mechaper should be Kodem the Mischaper. V'cheinu Amar V'chiper Ba'adov Ad Beso U'Va'ad Kol Kahal Yisrael. That it should be Kapara for him, then Va'ad Beso, then Va'ad Kol Kahal Yisrael. So it goes in that order. That's talking about Yom Kippur, but you get the idea. The idea is that the order is what matters. Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur called them the Par Shel Avodas Kochavim. A Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur comes before a Par of Avodah Zarah, my Taima. Why Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur before the Par that you bring for Avodah Zarah? Because Hai Chatas V'Hai Ola. Because the Par of Avodah Zarah is an Ola, and the Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur is a Chatas, so that's why the Chatas comes before the Ola. We're going to see soon. V'Tanya, V'Hikriv Es Hasher L'Chatas Rishona. It says you should bring that which is for the Chatas first. Matam Olam, what's it telling me? If it's to tell me that when you have to bring a chatas and an ola, that the chatas comes first, it says already that the second one is the ola. Obviously, the chatas is the first one. So it's a bin enough to teach me kol atarukula. Shu kol chataos kon mosli olos abayim imayim. That the carbon chatos should always come before the carbon ola that comes together with it. V'kaimilan dafilu chatos ha'of. Kodem lolas behema. Even if it's a chatos ha'of, the chatos ha'of comes before the olas behema. Chatos always comes before the ola. Tosos meseches psachim and dafnun tesa medalef writes that the din that chatos comes before the ola is ma'akev the kashrus of the korban. Unlike tadir v'sheinu tadir, where we saw from the Rambam that it's not ma'akev the kashrus of the korban, that the einu tadir brought forth is still going to be kosher. The chatos before the ola is ma'akev the kashrus of the korban. You bring the ola first, it's possible. Tosus in Kiddushin, however, Tosus in Pesachim was daf nun tes. Tosus in Kiddushin and daf yud gimel says that no, Hakdamas Hachatos is not ma'akev, but the Ola is going to be kosher even if the Ola comes first. That's a machlokas two days in Tosos throughout Shas. Fine. Says the Gemara Vayter, first very wide line, yud gimel and aleph. Par avodas kochavim kodem l'si'ir avodas kochavim. The par of avodas zara comes before the si'ir avodas zara. Amai haychatos vayola. Why should that be the case? The par of avodas zara is the par of avodas zara is an ola. So an ola should not come before a chatos. Didn't we just say chatos is supposed to come before an ola? So why is this the case? So the Gemara is going to give two separate answers. Amri Rav Mishmei Rav Bar Mari chatos avodas kochavim chaseira aleph. L'chatos ksiv, without an aleph. That since by chatos of Avodah Zarah it's written without an aleph, that's to teach us that it doesn't follow the normal rules of chatos, that there's something chaser about that chatos, namely that it doesn't have kedima over an ola like a normal carbon chatos would. Rava Amar, k'mishpat ksiv bei. It says k'mishpat, and that teaches me that by the power of Avodah Zarah, we see that the Ola comes, that the way it was written is the way you're supposed to bring it, and therefore the Ola comes first, because the Ola is written first. Seir Avodah Zarah kodem l'seir nasi maitaima. Why does the seir of Avodah Zarah come before the seir of the nasi? Hai tzibur v'hai yachid, because the seir of Avodah Zarah is for the whole tzibur, and its tzibur always comes before an individual. Sir Nasi kadam l'sir siyachin ma'itayma. Why does Sir Nasi come before the sir of any other individual? Hay melech v'hay hedyot, because a melech gets more respect than a hedyot. Sir siyachin kodemes l'kivsas yachid. A sir of a yachid comes before the keves of a yachid. V'atanya kivsas yachid kadam l'sir siyachid. But wait a second, we learned the exact opposite. So I'm rabbi, tanayi. Yeah, it's a machlokas tanayim. Mar savar si'ira adifa shekin nisrab se'etz l'avodus chavim v'yachid. One says the Si'ira is better because it's that's what you bring by Avodah Zarah v'yachid. Umar Savar Kivsa Adifa Shekein Nisrab Seba'alya. And some say, no, Kivsa is better because it has a tail. And having a tail is a very chashva thing, even though by carbon oil, by any carbon, the tail is always burnt on the Mizbeach. The tail isn't eaten at all. Even if it's not a carbon oil, the tail is burnt on the Mizbeach. But nevertheless, just having a tail is a chashva thing. That's the famous story with the tail, is the story at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, where you had that guy that wanted to trick the Jewish people, and he went and he ate a Korban Pesach every year. He went and brought and ate a Korban Pesach every year. They didn't check his yichus, and he would go and show off. Was it Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? I think it was to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira that he was eating the Korban Pesach every year. And the way Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira chapped him is, he said, "Really, I bet they're on to you. Have they been feeding you the tail of the Korban? Because if they feed you the tail of the Korban, then you know that they're really treating you like a Jew. Otherwise, they're on to you. They know exactly what you are." So he went to Yerushalayim. He said, "I'd like the tail, please." And they said, "That's a strange thing to ask. Why are you asking for the tail? We always burn the tail." And he said, "What do you mean? Rabbi ben Maseira told me to ask for it. Rabbi ben Maseira knows how to learn. Why would he tell you to ask for it?" So they did a little research into the yichus, found out he was a guy, and they killed him. So that's the end. That's the story of the tail of the carbon. It's interesting why he didn't realize that no one else was eating from the tail. I guess, you know, he's only looking at himself. I don't know, that's what people tend to do. Omer kadam lekeves habayimo. The omer comes before the keves that's brought together with the carbon omer. Shtei alechem kadam kvasim habayim imayim. And the shtei alechem also is brought before the kvasim that come together with them. Zaklal nizrul. Davar haba begin liyom. Kadam ledavar haba begin lechem. Something that comes because of the day, because it's a chavas hayom, is going to come before something that comes only because it's supposed to go along with the bread that you're already bringing. So the shtei alechem and the Omer are both chovos hayom. You bring those because those are the special carbon of the day. Agav, that you're bringing them, you bring a keves that's ba'imahem. So that's why they come first. There's a major kasha that Rashash asks over here. Rashash is bothered. How could you say that that there's a discussion whether to bring the shtei alechem before the kivsei atzeres? The only avodah you do with the shtei alechem is that you wave it together with the kvasim. One time while they're still alive, and another time after they're shechted. So there's no shechting of the shtei alechem. There's no hakrava of the shtei alechem. It's just waving it, and then waving it twice, once before the carbon is burned, once after. So what do you mean? Which one comes first? You wave it once before the carbon is shechted, once after the carbon is shechted. That's it. There is no bringing of it that should come first. So what does it mean that you makdim the kvasim or the lechem? What kind of discussion? So there's six terutzim that he quotes here in Birur Yadav from the Achronim on this issue. The Rashash writes that the issue of haktamas lechem lekvasim is not by the avodas hakrava; it's in regards to preparing the kvasim and the lechem from erev yantiv. That the kvasim you have to check if there's a mum; the lechem needs to be baked. Which should you do first? So we're saying you bake the bread before you check the kvasim for any sort of mum. Nothing to do with akrava. Chasde David is mitarets that the din of haktamas alechem lekvasim is said regarding the way that the order that they're brought to the Beis HaMikdash. That first you bring the bread to the Beis HaMikdash, then you bring the kvasim to the Beis HaMikdash. Karen Ora says the din of being makdim lechem is in eating it. That when you eat it, after all is said and done, you eat the shtei alechem before you eat the kvasim. And the Chaznish explains that no, that the din of the seder, the din is in the seder haaktasha, that you're makdish the lechem first, before you're makdish the kvasim. According to all four of those terutzim that we just said, it turns out that there's a din of a seder kadima even outside of hakrava. That even without hakrava, even when there's not a discussion about hakrava, you still have a dinim of seder kadima. However, there are two other terutzim in the achronim. The netziv in his merome sadas mitarets that we're speaking over here, where the tzibur can't afford both. It could either afford kvasim or shtei alechem. So that's what it's telling me. You can only, not which one are you makra first, you can only afford to have one. So which one should you do? So it says shtei alechem takes precedence. That's an interesting discussion in its own right. When we say kalatadir is kodem, so do you assume that that means that if you have a choice, one or the other? comes that tadir comes is brought at the expense of the other, or only when you're going to do both, that you do one before the other. But over here, it's not about tadirus; it's about which one is more important, right? It's about which one is for the chavas hayom and which one is just secondary. So over here, vaday, it would take precedence in terms of being done at the expense of the other one. The ar sameach is mitaritz that we're speaking about, that for whatever reason you're not able to wave them together. That granted, the only thing they're supposed to do together is to wave the lechem with the kvasim. What if you can't wave the lechem and the kvasim together for whatever reason? I don't know, you can't lift them together. So which one should you wave first? Which one should you wave second? That's how the Arsameach understands this discussion. Okay, says the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Ha'ish kodem li'isha lahachios u'lahashiv aveda. If there are two people drowning, one of them is a man, one of them is a woman, Mishnah says you save the man before you save the woman. If you have two avedos, one of them is pink and one of them is blue, I don't know, one of them looks like it belongs to a man, one of them looks like it belongs to a woman, so then you do the hashavas aveda of the man's aveda before the woman's aveda. Va'isha kodemis li'ish luksus u'lahotzim beis hashevi. But it's not just because we always prefer to be nicer to men. No, women also have dine kadima in regards to buying them clothing. If two people need clothing, a man and a woman, you buy the woman clothing. And also lahotzim beis hashevi. If two people are held in captivity, so you save the woman from captivity before you save the man from captivity. However, if both of them are going to be raped by a male, meaning even the ish b'mishkav zachar is going to be raped, so if it's a matter of saving the woman from being raped or the man from being raped by another male, it's a greater bizayon for a man to be raped by another male than it is for a woman to be raped by a male, and therefore it is you would save the man before you save the woman in that situation. Now the Bereshiva explains, when we say ish kodem l'isha, it's because Bereshiva says, why is it? Why would you save a man's life before you save a woman's life? What makes a man more special than a woman in that regard? So he says, because a man is more mitzvos, and because a woman is part of a woman, say shazman grama, and since a man is chayv more mitzvos, he's considered makudash yosu, he's considered to be more holy on that level, and that's why he comes before a woman, call him makudash mechavero, kodem lechavero. That's the idea of kol hamakudosh that we just said before. However, the Nitziv in Merom Yisada says he doesn't like that reason, because if that's the case, then a Kohen should be saved before a Levi before Yisrael. It doesn't say that. There are Dine Kedima of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisrael, but not about saving their lives. So why not? Kohen is more mitzvot than a Levi, Levi more than Israel. So Dine Kedima, we should measure the amount of mitzvot. No, Kedushas Israel, everybody has. The fact that some do more mitzvot, some do less mitzvot, Kedushas Israel, everybody has. Look, Israel and the Nachri, fine. That's a different thing when you have Israel and the Nachri. Because the Nachri doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael at all. But it's not a numbers game. The reason that the Nachri doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael is not because he only has seven mitzvahs where Yisrael has Taryag mitzvahs. It's not about the numbers. It's about inherent Kedushas Yisrael. So the Tziv says that the reason that the man is saved first is, in general, he says, the man is always called Kadosh in Tanakh, and an Isha is always called Tahora. And by an Ish, there's Kedusha because he's Chayv in Talmud Torah, the Nitziv says. Kedusha emanates from Torah. That's this is a Yisod the Beis Halevi has as well. That whenever we talk about Kedusha, it always starts with Torah. I think we just mentioned yesterday that the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash starts where? With the Aron. If there's no Aron on premises, there's no Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. Kedusha is always defined as Torah. When we think about Tashmishei Kedusha versus Tashmishei Mitzvah, things that are Tashmishei Kedusha that need to be put in Shemus versus Tashmishei Mitzvah that don't need to be put in Shemus. Why is it that when your tefillin are worn out and you can't use them anymore, you got to put that in Shemus? But when your lulav is worn out, you can't use it anymore, even though the minig is to burn it with the chametz and Pesach, you could throw it out. What's the difference? What makes something Kedusha versus Mitzvah? Kedusha relates to the Torah, relates to Ksav Shel Torah. Since there's Ksav Shel Torah in your tefillin, there's Ksav Shel Torah in your mezuzah, there's Ksav Shel Torah in Sifrei Torah, that gets put into Shemus, that needs Geniza. But anything that's just used for a mitzvah doesn't have Ksav Shel Torah, that doesn't need Geniza. And that's the difference between a Ben Noach and Israel as well. Ben Noach doesn't have Torah, he's a Marash Akilus Yaakov. Ben Noach is not allowed to learn Torah, a Jew has Torah. So that's the Kedusha. So the man is more Kedusha because he's Chayiv in Talmud Torah. That's the din that the Nitziv is referring to over here. Okay, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Hayahu Aviv Rabo B'Shevi. Let's say you have the following difficult situation. You, your father, and your Rebbe are all held in captivity, and you can't let them all out. You only have enough money to free one of you. You don't have enough money to free everybody. So what do you do? So says the Gemara, who called him the Rabbi? First of all, you come first before your Rebbe goes. The Ramah writes that the reason is v'chayachicha imach, chayacha kodem l'chayachicha. Right, that's always the din. Two guys walking in the desert. That's the famous machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Ben Patura, where Ben Patura says split the water and let you both die, but you're not going to let one person live over the other. Rabbi Akiva says no, v'chayachicha imach, chayacha kodem l'chayachicha. If you have the water, you drink the water, save your own life, and if the other person dies, the other person dies. But your life has to come before somebody else's. So that's why you come first. But between a Rebbe and a father, the Rebbe comes before the father. But the mother comes before everybody. It's interesting, this is a sugya in Bava Metzia about who goes first. In Bava Metzia we give a lot more detail though. In Bava Metzia we say, but if your father's Talmud Chacham and he taught you something, so then the father comes before the Rebbe. And it talks about what a Rebbe is. Is a Rebbe someone that's Rav Chachmasam Menu, or even Afilu Rebbe Yehuda says Mishnah Achas, even if he only taught you one thing, he's already considered your Rebbe. Okay, Chacham, but over here it's not the primary sugya, so we don't get into all the details. Divrei Torah, aniyim b'makom echad, v'ashirim b'makom acher. That's very true of Shas. Sometimes you get certain details in one place, you go look somewhere else, and you'll get further details. That's why it's important to go through all of Shas. Chacham kodem l'melech Yisrael. Chacham comes before a melech Yisrael. Chacham shemeis, ein lanu kayote bo. A chacham who dies, so there's no one that's quite like him. Melech Yisrael shemeis, kol Yisrael ruyum l'malchus. Meaning there's no one that could take over for a chacham shemeis. When a melech dies, well, any Jew could technically be a melech. Being a melech means being a savvy political leader. It doesn't mean any Jew can really be a melech. There are qualifications. Malchus Beis David, we just discussed yesterday, right? But it means that anyone is qualified to, there are plenty of people that are qualified to lead the country. There are lots of people who are savvy, political, bright people who are capable of leading the country. But a Talmud Chacham has no replacement. So that's what the Achronim ask. What? There's only one Talmud Chacham at a time in the world. There are plenty of Talmud Chachamim. So what do you mean Talmud Chacham is no replacement? It says that the unique Chachma that each one has his own Chelek in Torah, similar to the Gemara Kiddushin, that Shishim Rivo Osios B'Torah, that there are 600,000 letters in the Torah, that each person has their own unique Chelek in Torah, and that unique Chelek can't be replaced by anybody else. It's not just about finding someone who's politically savvy and talented. That you're going to be able to find, even if one president is unable to do it, another one will do it. One king can't do it, another one will do it. Melech kodem l'kohen gadol. Melech comes before a kohen gadol. Shnemar v'yomer melech lahem kuchui machem es avdei adonechem. So first, he says Adonechem last. So that's, I'm sorry, it's Avdei Adonechem. So Adonechem is the Melech. Kohen Gadol kodem the Navi. Kohen Gadol comes before the Navi. Shenemar, Umashachol Sosham Tzadok HaKohen first, and then V'nasan HaNavi. Hiktim Tzadok L'nasan. So you see Tzadok comes before Nasan. Va'omer Shemana Yoshua HaKohen HaGadol Atov Re'echa. Yachal, so I might think, Hediotos Hayu, that these are Hediotos Tamalomer, Ki Anshei Mofes Hema. These aren't regular people. It says that they are Anshei Mofes. What does Anshei Mofes mean? Ve'in Mofes El Navi. Mofes always means a Navi. Shenemar V'nasan Elecha Os O Mofes. Mashuach b'shem Mishka kodem l'meruba begadim. The Kohen Gadol who was Mashuach b'shem Mishka comes before the Kohen Gadol who's meruba begadim, who became a Kohen Gadol with meruba begadim. So that's one of the Achronim asks. Not one of the Achronim, one of the Rishonim. The Tosa Rash asks, how do you ever have in the same generation, living at the same time, a Mashuach b'shem Mishka and meruba begadim? The only time you would ever make a Kohen Gadol with meruba begadim is if you didn't have the shem Mishka available to you. So you would never have at the same time, living in the same tekufa, one Kohen Gadol who's Mashuach b'shem Mishka and another one who's meruba begadim. It doesn't make any sense. So Tosfos Rashi says we must be talking in that one generation of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, that right after the shem Mishka was put away. So whoever was serving as Kohen Gadol at the time was Mashuach b'shem Mishka. Let's say for a moment he had to step down. He had some sort of onus that he couldn't serve as the Kohen for whatever reason. He got sick, something like that. So then they would have to put another Kohen Gadol in his place. How did they put that other Kohen Gadol in his place? They had just hid away the shem Mishka. Mishcha. So that would be through Riboy Begadim. That would be the only way, says the Tosa Rash, that you would have a Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishcha and a Merubah Begadim. The Bereshiva asks him that if that's the case, he shouldn't be called Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishcha Stam, he should be called Meshuach Sha'avar Machmas Kiryo, because we always refer to someone who is temporarily out of commission as the Kohen Gadol as the Meshuach Sha'avar. So that's a little bit strange that it would be phrased like that. But that's how the Tosa Rash learns on the side of the page over here. Merubah Begadim Kodim L'Mashiach Sha'avar, and this is the example Be'er Sheva says. Just look at the next line of the Gemara. The Merubah Begadim comes before the Mashiach Sha'avar Machmas Kiryo, to the Kohen Mashiach who's not right now serving. Mashiach Sha'avar Machmas Kiryo Kodim La'avar Machmas Mumo. The Mashiach that's over Machmas Kiryo has kedima over someone who's over machmas mumo, over someone who can't serve as kohen gadol because of a mum. Over machmas mumo, kodim l'mashuach melchama. The one who can't serve because he has a mum comes before the mashuach melchama. Mashuach melchama is a lower level kind of kohen gadol. Mashuach melchama kodim l'sagan. The mashuach melchama comes before the sagan. Sagan kodim l'amrachel. The sagan comes before the amrachel. So up until now, we pretty much know what everybody is. My amrachel. What's an amrachel? Amrachista. Amar Kula, he's the big hacker. He's the one that makes sure that everything gets done. He's the Rashi says Shemun al Kulam vein Meshivin al Dvarav. He's the one just in charge, making sure this guy goes there, that one. He just takes care of everything. Amrachel kodem leGizbar. The Amrachel goes before the Gizbar. Gizbar kodem Rosh Mishmar. The Gizbar, the treasurer, goes before the head of that week's Mishmar. Rosh Mishmar kodem Rosh Beisav. The Rosh Mishmar comes before the Rosh Beisav. Rosh Beisav kodem leKohen Hadiot. Ibaylu leInyan Tuma Sagan Meshuach Melchama. What about when it comes to being metame the mace? There's a mace mitzvah out there, and the Sagan and the Kohen and the Meshuach Melcham are walking down the road, and they see a mace mitzvah. Who should take care of it? Who has who should be metame themselves? So Amar Zutra Brei Rav Nachman Tashma, Detanya Sagan and Meshuach Melcham Shrei Mahalchem Bederech. That exact case that they're walking down the road, Upaga by mace mitzvah, and they see a mace mitzvah. Mutav sheyitamei Meshuach Melchama va'al yitamei Sagan. Better for the Meshuach Melchama to become tamei rather than the Sagan to become tamei. Why? Shem yerebo psul b'koin gadol nichnas the Sagan u'msham yishtachtav. Because if let's say there's a psul in the Koin Gadol, who's going to have to take over? The Sagan is going to be the one that has to take over. But the Meshuach Melchama, it's not so critical that he not be tamei. Va'atani Meshuach Melchama kodem Sagan. Aye, but we learned in the Brisa the Meshuach Melchama takes precedence over the Sagan. So Ravina Kitani. That means in regards to his relative level of Kedusha, in regards to saving his life, that when it comes to saving the life of the Meshuach Melchama or saving the life of the Sagan, so then you save the life of the Meshuach Melchama first. But when it comes to being Mitame people, so then the Sagan should become Tame, the Meshuach Melchama should become Tame before the Sagan becomes Tame. You don't want to ruin the Sagan's chance of doing the Avoda. Fine, new Mishnah. Kohen, famous Mishnah. Kohen called him Levi. Kohen comes before Levi. Levi li Yisrael, Yisrael le Mamzer, Mamzer le Nasan, Nasan le Ger, Ger le Eved Meshuchrar. Amasai, when is this true? Bizman Shekulam Shavim. That's only if everything else is equal in terms of their Torah knowledge. If everything else is equal, so then you have such dine kedima. But Avlim Hayim Mamzer Tamil Chacham Kohen Gadol Amaretz Mamzer Tamil Chacham Kodem Kohen Gadol Amaretz. If you have a guy who's even a Mamzer, he's on the lowest level, but he's a Tamil Chacham, he has Kedima over Kohen Gadol Amaretz. He has Kedima over Kohen Gadol who doesn't know anything. He quotes in the back over here in the Birei Adaf the name of one of the Achronim who asks, how could it be that Kohen Gadol and a Mamzer are ever going to be in the same place? There's a halacha that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. The Rambam Klei Migdash Parakei Halacha Zayin says, Kohen Gadol is never allowed to leave Yerushalayim because every day he has to bring the Minchas Chavitin, and therefore every day he needs Lina B'Yerushalayim. So the Kohen Gadol is never allowed to leave Yerushalayim, and there's another halacha that a Mamzer is not allowed to enter Yerushalayim. In Avos Rabbi Nassan Yud Beis, it says Mamzer is not allowed to enter Yerushalayim. So what do you mean? You have an option of a Mamzer or a Kohen Gadol, that the Mamzer Tamil Chacham comes before the Kohen Gadol Amaretz. They're never in the same place. So, okay, maybe someone violated their limits. The Kohen Gadol left Yerushalayim. He wasn't supposed to, but he did. Or the Mamzer came into Yerushalayim or whatever. But still, the Mamzer comes first if he's a Talmud Chacham. Kohen Gadol Levi Shnemer. So you would think that when it comes to, since the Mishnah says that, when it comes to getting Aliyos and Shul, that they'd give the first Aliyah to a Talmud Chacham, not necessarily to a Kohen. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, that we're not allowed to do that anymore. That absolutely not. The Kohen is not even allowed to be Melchel. Kohen has to get, we just said last night, the Kohen has to get the first Aliyah. He can't can't even be mochel because it would be too chaotic. It would be everyone would be fighting. Who's really a Talmud Chacham? So we just leave it with the order of Kohen, then Levi, then everybody else. So anyway, Kohen Kodem Levi. How do I know Kohen comes before Levi? Shenemar Bnei Amram Aaron Umoshe. V'yavdal Aaron Lakdisho Kodesh Kadashim. Aaron is before Moshe. Levi kodem Yisrael shenemar. How do I know Levi comes before Yisrael? Because the pasuk says, "Ba'isa hi hivdel Hashem es shevet haLevi." That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mavdil shevet Levi. Yisrael kodem leMamzer. How do I know Yisrael comes before a Mamzer? Simple svara. Shezem yuchas zeinu miyuchas. We are very particular about yichus in Klal Yisrael. So Yisrael is yichus, and Mamzer doesn't have yichus. That's it. That's all you need. Mamzer kodem leNasin. How do I know Mamzer comes before Nasin? Zeba mitipa kshera v'zeba mitipa psula, because at least the mamzer came from a tipa kshera. It's just the mixture of the tipa with based on who his mother and father's relationship that created the mamzerus. But he came from a tipa kshera. The nasin is from a tipa psula. Nasin kodem leger. Nasin comes before a ger. Ze gadol imanu b'kedusha, because the nasin at least had the benefit of being brought up within the Jewish community. V'zelo gadol imanu b'kedusha, but the ger was brought up outside of the Jewish community. So how he was raised goes into his level of kedusha. Ger kodem le'eved meshuchar. Ger comes before a freed slave. Zehay b'chal arur v'zelo hay b'chal arur, because avadim are arur, arur kanan, right? And eved kanani is arur. So at least the ger wasn't b'chal arur beforehand. So that's why an eved meshuchar is on a lower level than a ger. Amos is manchukul and shavin. So the Mishnah said that's only true if everything else is equal. But if one is a Talmud Chacham, even the mams of Talmud Chacham comes before the Kohen Gadol Lama Aretz. So it says in Rami Nadan Mili. How do I know that this is true? Am Rachab Rabbi Chanina Damakra Yekari Him Yipninim, that it is more precious than pearls, than pninim. What is more precious? The Torah is more precious than pninim. What does that mean? Mi Kohen Gadol Shenichnas Lefnai VeLefnim. It's more precious than the Kohen Gadol who's Nichnas Lefnai VeLefnim. That's what it means. Yekari Him Yipninim. That the Mipninim refers to the Kohen Gadol. On the pshat level, what does it mean? It's more precious than pearls. So I think they say a famous word from the Chavetz Chaim, that the way a gem, the way a precious gem will work, is if you have a 1-carat diamond and a 2-carat diamond, the 2-carat diamond isn't worth, if the 1-carat diamond is worth $1,000, the 2-carat diamond is not worth $2,000. It's worth $10,000. It's worth many exponentially more than the one that's exactly half its size. So that's what they say. The same thing is about Torah. If you learn one Masechta and then you learn two Masechtas, it's not that learning two Masechtas is twice as good as learning one Masechta. The way you grow in Torah, it happens exponentially. Torah growth tends to happen exponentially. That's what it means. Yikari himipninim. It's more precious than pearls, because it's the type of preciousness is compared to pearls. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Dinu sheyaktim Evan Meshukra Lager. Really, an Evan Meshukra should come before a Ger. Shezeh Gadli Menem B'Kedusha, Vezeh Lo Gadli Menem B'Kedusha. Because the Evan Meshukra was raised in the Jewish home. He just wasn't Evan at the time. Elezeh Hayy B'Chal Arur, Vezeh Lo Hayy B'Chal Arur. But the fact that he's Arur outweighs the fact that he was raised in the Jewish home. Sholo Talmidim Shabbat Lazar Rabbi Tzadok. So the Talmidim asked Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadok the following question. Why is it that everyone always runs to marry a giyores? People aren't afraid to marry a giyores; they don't have shilich problems. But people don't run to marry a meshuchares. It's all about the fact that one used to be cursed and one wasn't. A giyores was raised in a normal environment, a normal home, but a shivcha was probably taken advantage of. She was probably violated. Why are dogs so much cooler than cats, right? Why is it that dogs are so much better to their owners? Dog is a man's best friend, and a cat is just like this cold creature. So if a person eats the same types of the same foods that an achbar nibbled on, it causes you to be forgetful. It's one of the things that makes you forget things. So if you eat the achbar itself, all the more so that it's going to make you forget. So since cats eat mice, they're forgetful and they don't remember their owner. It's not their fault, they just don't remember their owner. That's why dogs are better than cats. Okay, so for all the cat owners out there, this Gemara is anti-cats. So Shalat Talmid Rav Elazar, there are plenty of Gemaras that are anti-dog also. So Shalat Talmid Rav Elazar, Neimah Kol Moshlim Ba'Achbarim. Why does everyone rule over an Achbar? Why does an Achbar on the bottom of the food chain, so to speak? Mepnei Shasur and Ra, because they have bad manners. Mahi, what does that mean? They have bad manners. Rav Amar Afilu Glimi Gaiti, they chew on anything. They'll chew even on something that's not even food at all, even on clothing. Rav Papa Amar Afilu Sufsa Mara Gaiti, even something that's made out of wood, they're going to go and they're going to chew on. They have absolutely no standards of what they're going to nibble on and what they're going to eat. Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue with the things that make us forget. Just wanted to make sure we turn the page, because otherwise it would be the first time since Brachos that we didn't. Okay.